You're listening to Drake in the Morning on 98.1 The Max.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes.
Hello, it's Friday, the 15th day of December.
I'm going well, the sun keeps shining.
The year's 2017, barely, hanging on by a thread. Day 350 of the year, payday for most people. 16 days till the end of the year, Christmas. Down to 10 days and counting before the, before it's over. It's here, then it's gone. So some are excited, some are waiting for it to be past. Depends upon your age, your attitude, and lots more. So, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, whatever it is you do. Happy Hanukkah. Day four, day five, I've lost track. So enjoy whatever you're doing as best you can. It's cold again this morning, but no wind. That helps. Today's high about 50, I guess. I can't keep up. Warm this weekend, rain Sunday. Next weekend looks unseasonably warm, 55 and 60 all week. And it's going to rain, too, apparently, on and off the majority of the week into the weekend before Christmas. So it'll be warm and tolerable and wet. So that pretty much is the best I can tell you for now, but it may change. And some of these weather boys are trying to cutely tease the possibility of snow. We're not buying into that one. If it happens, great, but I wouldn't hold my breath. It is Friday, which we're all thrilled about. And the last day of school for some places, and some go a few days next week. I guess around here, they're off on Tuesday, I guess. And it just depends upon where you are. So anyway, good luck out there in the world. The interstates were pretty packed early this morning. There were several trouble spots here and there. So watch yourself and good luck. A lot of folks were up late last night. There are various stories of various kinds. This morning, we're going to focus on at 8 o'clock from the commercial, the Commercial Appeal is the newspaper here in town. And Jennifer Pignolet is the reporter that covers the education beat. And she's been doing it now for about 4 years. And if you're paying attention, as many people are, to the Shelby County school situation, there is a real problem bubbling under the radar that has crossed over. I guess it's not really bubbling under anymore. Where it goes from here and how excessive and intense it becomes remains to be seen. The timing for the school system is very fortunate. Everybody's going to be out of school, teachers gone, yet the allegations hang in the air of grade fixing and cheating and lying about it that go back. Well, we're trying to trace back the stories the past couple of years because they're always out there. It's always about the testing at the end of the year. Then it becomes the testing all the time. And there's always some kind of impropriety or something being done incorrectly or improperly. And they try. This is not an indictment of the entire school operation. Dorsey Hobson, I think, does the best he can with this. He's been there for 4 years. He can't watch everybody all day, every day in a school system this size. Nonetheless, the issues began. This story first popped up on June 1st. That was Jennifer's first piece in the appeal about the issues over at Tresvant. And a gentleman who was the principal there, I guess, wrote a long, it was a five-page letter just explaining and laying out what he had seen there about cheating and racism and just overt corruption that was unbelievable. Somehow that escaped everybody's attention. It came and went in about 2 days. Well, He, after that, he left the school and has now left the city. We are in contact with him, and once he gets approval from his attorneys, he plans to speak to us because this story has just broken wide open. It's gone from Tresvant to Kirby, and now there are 8 schools implicated in this situation. By all accounts, this is just the beginning of it. 8 out of 100 and something schools. This apparently has leaked into grade schools. This is an act of desperation and survival by principals and teachers and the system in general to keep the grades up, to keep these kids moving on and get them out of the way and off into the world. The problem is that you pass kids that shouldn't be passed, who are not qualified, who can't read, who can't write, and they enter society and become problems. And it's sad. And it isn't all their fault. But between parenting and the teacher's need to survive, this problem has come to a real, real boiling point in this town. And Jennifer has covered this in great detail. Was it last weekend where the stories kept kind of building? There was one every day, and then it was explained on Sunday, the 8 schools that were involved. Mr. Hobson has said that he wasn't aware of it, is I think pretty much his allegation. And I don't know what to feel about that. How can you be in charge of all of this and not know what's going on? We've reached out to him as well and got no reply yet.
Yeah, we got a reply. They're checking his schedule.
Okay. Well, we're trying to get Dorsey here on Monday. Now, this guy is a man that that we all like as a person. He's a very, very nice man, educated man, an attorney, and seems to be he is open and honest and very calm about these things as they are brought to his. He just doesn't panic. So, the other odd occurrence in this is that the timing of a raise for him right now seems to be a little unusual. With all this going on, now he was due a raise back in June when teachers got their raise. His was put off and brought up again 2 days ago to give him this raise of a pretty, it was a pretty nice raise, at which he deserves, I presume, based upon the salaries of other men in his position in cities across America of this size. So it just all seems weird that with all this up in the air, it's an odd time to give the guy in charge a raise until you find out some answers. Not that he is the problem behind this, but it's happened on his watch. He could answer all these questions, and I'm sure he will. He was here back in the summer, and there were issues then. He answered everything we asked him honestly, as far as I can tell. And I can't imagine that job is just God.
There's no way.
Who the hell would want that job? And as you know, if you've been here in this town for long enough, how many folks have come through that door and walked back out? Kreiner Cash. Remember that name? That seems like 80 years ago. And so Dorsey became the guy in charge after he left. He was their general counsel before that. So he knows how this works, and it just seems unusual from this perspective how he did not know that these hinky things were going on. So there's one thing to compare this to. Atlanta, if you want to go back and recall that, we found this story someplace because somebody brought it up. And they had a real, real bomb like this down there some years ago. And people went to jail and are still in jail for cheating and lying and just for the corruptive things that were going on. Is it that bad here? I don't know. Jennifer from the appeal, I believe, reached out to Amy Weirich for a comment because if there are criminal charges involved in this, they would go to Amy's desk. But Amy can't comment on those things, so that's kind of up in the air, too. as is all of this. And so we've kind of stopped at the point of 8 schools involved, a raise for Mr. Hobson, and now we go on break for 2.5 weeks. So what happens in that downtime? Time to cover your ass, and people are going to be at the school trying to undo things they've already undone, or it's kind of hard to say. But by all accounts, there are some very nervous people in the Shelby County school system afraid of what's going to come out. And so we will proceed with that and Jennifer Pignolet from the appeal at 8 o'clock, and we'll let, I guess that she can say whatever she wants to. I mean, she's the one that has covered the story, so there are no restraints on what she can and can't say, as far as I know. She writes the stories. What remains to be seen is if Mr. Mackin, the former principal at Tresvant, who blew the whistle on this and was ignored, if he is allowed to speak, and if he is, he'll be with us at some point next week. If he's not, because he has counsel too, saying, let's wait and see. Mr. Hobson has never avoided anything as far as the media, and I don't think he will avoid this now. I believe he will sack up and come up here and talk about this, unlike those wusses at the VA, just to go off topic for a minute. They refuse to respond to us about that mess over there. But that's a topic for a different time. So we'll see. Everything is broken. This morning, the little theme there was broken.
Very appropriate.
In case you might have noticed that. So that's one thing. The other things going on is, you know, I wonder if Donnie John Trump is having regrets this morning about the taunting and teasing and name-calling of people like, oh, let's say Marco Rubio, little Marco. He berated him during debates, as he enjoys doing. And now Rubio has put a real, real, he's just, he has said he will not vote for this tax bill, which has thrown a cog in the works big, big time. Rubio has said unless they change this child credit part of this tax bill, he's not going to vote for it. That's a problem. You also have the problems of John McCain, who is increasingly ill, and those things are not looking good for him. His vote, I don't know what the rules and all that are for a senator that is sick and can't vote on important issues like this. Thad Cochran also has been out and ill, and he can't vote. So it's a very, very narrow margin, and they can't afford to lose these 2 or 3 votes. Bob Corker voted no last time. So this tax bill that they have been just, you know, already high-fiving and having a big old hootenanny, all of a sudden is not as rosy as they had wished, because it's just not right in some cases. And Rubio has had the balls to say, I'm not going to vote for it. You are shorting people who don't make a bunch of money on this deal as it comes to the help for their children and all of that. You know, that's just one part of this bill. Some things have changed in favor of the average American, and some have not. But the child tax credit is a big deal. And Rubio has said, nope, not voting for it. So that gives these boys and girls, today's Friday, gives them 10 days till Christmas to figure this out and to see if John McCain can vote. And the other guy, Thad Cochran, is that his name? So what do you do if these men are sick and can't vote? Can they vote from their bed as they're dying? I'm not sure how hardcore they get with this stuff. But that ongoing bitching and moaning will continue, and it makes things interesting. So this tax plan trouble sent stocks down yesterday. Some concerns about this. But some things went up as this deal, if you're paying any mind to any of this. Disney has purchased the majority of the stock and holdings of Fox. So Disney is about to own the world. ESPN, ABC, and now Fox. So all these big conglomerates are about to be, I mean, these gigantic, this is happening all over the place. Amazon, going to take over the world. Although Target is trying to keep up with them by buying up all that they can. So Disney will own a bunch of stuff, and Amazon on that side will own a bunch of stuff. And conglomerates and these, you know, monoliths that just control the world are getting more prominent all the time. So Disney, Fox, that move did kind of save the stock market from going even further down yesterday. Nothing overly dramatic, but nonetheless, the tax thing was bad news. You just can't get too happy and start all this, you know, yay, we got it done, and talking big until it's done. This is politics, and it changes every 10 seconds. The other thing that is going to, really kind of a maddening thing, and it's one more indication or one more obvious sign that the government can do things and change things in favor of big corporations and help them while the average person, like you and me, gets the back end of the deal, and not in a good way. This thing that is called the Open Internet Order, better known as net neutrality, the FCC voted in favor of that yesterday. Now, what that means is, and this kind of stuff will affect all of us. If you count on the internet and your phone and your iPad for content of all kinds, from watching, you know, TV shows and sports, what it means is that all these big outfits like, let's say, AT&T and Verizon and the accompanying networks, Xfinity, all of these things, I'm not sure who owns who anymore, but they're all in this together. This gives them a lot more control of what you can and can't do and what you pay for and how they can charge you for it. It also gives them faster lanes on the internet and slows down everything else. So it is a big favor to them, and they were all for it. However, 19 attorneys general in this country and other politicians and attorneys everywhere plan to sue to appeal this thing because it is unfair to hear experts in the cyber world discuss this. This is not really going to help anybody but the big corporations who are already extremely wealthy and control the world. The haves and have-nots, that's the way it is, way it's always been, and it gets worse all the time. This will also, this morning I heard a guy on the Wall Street Report. This guy was he was really sharp about this. He's an expert on these affairs on the internet and what you can and can't do and this whole process. His biggest concern was the safety and security of the internet once these big guys take over and leave us unprotected in some cases. He was also saying that the prices that you pay for things like Netflix will likely go up. Because if AT&T, I guess they own Netflix, I can't keep up with this stuff, but they can decide to up the price that you pay, and that's just the way it is. And he also used the example, let's say that you're watching a basketball game on your phone, and it's down to the last part of the ball game, about 2 minutes left in the game, and a pop-up will appear on your phone and say to keep watching, it'll cost you, some kind of price like $5. Click here to continue. That's one small way that they can make more money off of you, and you can't do anything about it. So this will slow down everybody else and speed up and give access and everything to all these big companies. No, it's a Comcast who could charge extra for Netflix for using so much extra bandwidth. AT&T could, in theory, decide to block access to some websites entirely. And on and on and on. They can block sites from you that you have access to now and make you pay for them. So there's nothing especially fair about any of this. Regulations are being dismissed in the business world, the banking world, more and more every day. So the rich get richer, and the rest of us just pay the price for it, because that's how this works. The FCC, that stands for the Federal Communications Commission. So the your government at work taking care of you, not
thanks a lot
taking care of the big people that have all the money, and they're all in one little room laughing at everybody else. And that's how things have always worked. Today begins the holiday travel season, and it'll be a zoo as usual. The usual warnings are in place. Arrive early, blah, blah, blah. Don't take wrapped gifts, for God's sake. You can't take gravy on. You can't take on anything liquid.
That still cracks me up when you read that.
It's just, but it's every.
Gravy.
You can't take gravy. Can't take on a no fruit cake because there could be a bomb in there. You can't take guns on, which is stupid. You can't smoke anymore on airplanes. That's stupid. You can drink, though, if you want to pay $5 for a can of beer. I'll pass. I'd rather just not. 51 million people will travel this holiday season betwixt now and January 2nd. So the busiest days will be next Thursday and Friday and the day after Christmas. So if you are, in fact, shutting it down, you're going to be faced with travel, people shopping late, and all of that stuff. Today is also free shipping day, whatever that means. I guess that's from the U.S. Postal Service. This began in 08. No, I guess this happens with everybody, allegedly. Amazon, Target, Toys B Us offering free shipping with no minimum order and guaranteed to be at your house by Christmas Eve. All right. It says here, though, to read the fine print, because everybody has their own rules. And if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. Today is also the last day for insurance enrollment on the health.gov site. Let me tell you one more time, just if you still care or have time or have not done this and are not paying attention. If you are on a plan, and it all varies from state to state, and we carry to a number of states, so this all is down to where you live. If you were on a plan in 2017, you've been told by now that plan is being discontinued in many states. I was. So you got to go on there and look and see what they offer that is comparable to what you have now. What you find in various states is there is one plan that is from some really, really crappy insurance outfit that you don't want. What the government does is assume that you want to stay on the insurance, so they sign you up for that crappy insurance, and they have the stones to send you a bill for it. I got one a month ago that was due December 31st, and I went, what? I don't want this insurance. So you got to call them and say, I don't want this. I'm not going to pay for it. And if you haven't done that, you need to do that. Now, I suppose that by not paying the premium, you wouldn't be covered anyway. So maybe it's no big deal, but it may not look good on your credit or things like that. So in Tennessee, it's really messed up here. Mississippi is really messed up. But Blue Cross Blue Shield, thank God for them, they got us covered. But in Tennessee, they don't offer individual coverage in some counties. It's Cigna, and perhaps that's this entire city, because the employees of this city have Cigna. That's their only choice. So if you have not dealt with this, today is the last day. And this may require being on the phone for 2 hours or on the internet or something. But if you don't do it, you can't sign up again for insurance or change this until next November. So some of the benefits of this entire plan were okay. But now we're seeing how dysfunctional this entire ACA plan was. And that hasn't been addressed in a long time. Hell, they can't get anything done in our nation's capital. They just can't accomplish anything and haven't this year. Now, this tax care thing is all up in the air. So those are the funds. Let's see, what else? Paul Ryan, as I mentioned yesterday, I saw this one little teeny place, and now this whole thing is blown up. Paul Ryan, the House Speaker, the guy that would be third in line for the presidency if Trump and Pence were to be raptured or be, you know, just if they were to be vanquished by something, would be your next president. He's had enough. Various sites talk to people close to him, all of that, sources not named. They think he might make it through the end of 2018, or the way it's going now, he may bail before that because he just can't take what CNN referred to as Trump Austin. Like Trump, he's just exhausted over this circus up in the White House and what a mess this is. He may hang on till tax reform is done. And so on. Or he may decide, screw this, I don't need it. Many folks on the outside who watch these things say this would be a smart idea for him to bail now before his name is linked forever with this current presidency. Because this guy has aspirations well beyond his current position. So to get out now before this, you know, ship sinks altogether might be a smart move for him, and he is weighing his options. So those are the fun news headlines. Hate to be the bearer of all this crappy news, but you know, it's just, it's the way the world is, man. And the other thing that is fun, I guess, if you roll in this world, Wes is off today, I assume because he's at one of the Malcos still, watching Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
Possibly.
My kids went last night. Man, get a life. But they were going to some showing, and there were lines all across America, and these goofball nerds and their little swords and their little Darth Vader outfits and little Captain Kirk suits on, going to watch this movie about spaceships and dinosaurs or whatever it is. Star Wars, The Last Jedi, people were just wetting their britches over this, and they had a big time. And if you went and you enjoy this, bless your heart for having something to embrace. And may the Force be with you or whatever. And may the Force wake up sometime. So this is The Last Jedi. So the prequel will be the next to Last Jedi, is what somebody
says.
Yippee, Star Wars. And one note that should have been mentioned before, but the news cycle in this country is unreal, how they focus on things and then something else happens and you can't keep your eye on the ball because they just drop it. In California, these incredible fires that have destroyed so many homes and businesses and trees and nature and animals and all of these things continue. They think that they may contain this in 23 more days. The winds continue. This will get worse in some places over the weekend. And the ugliness of this has been magnified by the death of a firefighter. The only death reported so far was last week. Some lady, some poor old thing, took off in her car trying to escape and had a wreck, and she died. But so far, by the grace of God, these people haven't been dying or burning up. That's because the firefighters and the responders take care of them and do the best they can to help them. The chief in San Diego, his name is Tony Meacham, says he, quote, took the call that no fire chief ever wants to receive Thursday. One of his guys had died battling this massive Thomas fire, the one nearest to San Diego, I suppose. This gentleman's name was Corey Iverson, 32 years old, he was with one of the strike teams. He's been out there fighting these fires for weeks. 32 years old, a daughter, 2 years old, and a pregnant wife who will never know her daddy. He died fighting this fire, and they're just all out. They're just you know, totally upset and speechless, as are most people. This has shaken us to our core, says the chief, and it's just awful. So they will do the usual things in honor of this young man, 32 years old, 2-year-old kid, and a wife that is pregnant. So they have lost a firefighter, and happy holidays. So there's the stuff. We will find entertaining things to go over at some point. And we'll talk about this Shelby County School earthquake that's about to get worse. 8 a.m. With Jennifer Pignolet from the Commercial Appeal, who has covered it for the past couple of years. And on, I guess, June 1st was kind of the beginning of the unraveling of this entire thing. So we'll chat with her and get her take on where this goes from here. And other than that, the Eagles, we have those double CDs if you want them for a holiday gift. It's the 40th anniversary of Hotel California, and this double disc is out just in time to make the Eagles some more money, and has some new stuff on it, and it qualifies you to win the Eagles box set. So today, I guess I spaced this yesterday, right?
Yeah.
That's hard to believe, isn't it? So today we'll get two people this compact disc, and then you qualify for the big box set, all right? So all that's coming up, and we'll play songs and hang out and check your emails, mail@drakeinthemorning.com, and just carry on this Friday. And we wish you the best. Be careful, please, and enjoy your day. Today's high is about 50, maybe, and so it is cold. So be aware of that, and it'll rain this weekend on Sunday. So your outdoor stuff, do it tomorrow. The shopping is getting down to the wire here. OmahaSteaks.com, the website that can save you some time and some money on this great family gift pack that we've been touting now for weeks, it seems like. But it's worth it. It's a box of food that is top quality food, and the price, $50, is just incredible. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops. I have dreams about this list of food. Four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, and you get four more. That would be eight. Four burgers, au gratin potatoes, four of those. Four of the world-famous caramel apple tartlets. Omaha Steak seasoning packet. All of this, yes, all of it, in a box for $50. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type in Drake, D-R-A-K-E, in the search bar, and get this sent to your house, to somebody else's house. Do it a few times. Knock yourself out. Enjoy this great food from omahasteaks.com. Use Drake in the search bar. It is an incredible savings of 75%. So why wouldn't you want to do this? There's no reason. You need to do it and get it over with. We'll do a break and come back and look at the emails that you have writ, mail@drakeinthemorning.com. Thank you in advance, and we'll check that. And the sports news, the Grizz play tonight against a team with a worse record than theirs. Atlanta is in town. We'll see how that works out. The Tigers have Louisville this weekend in New York. And beyond that, NFL week number 15 began last night as teams vie for the wild card spots and all of that. So we'll cover those things for you. And whatever else, some dumbasses coming up too. And we'll get to all of this after we have this short break.
You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.